today is Irene Falcone, and she is founder of Nourished for Life. Good day, Irene.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. A few years ago, you were living the high, busy corporate life.
Indeed. I was living the corporate 9-to-5. Well, it wasn't really 9-to-5, was it? It's more like 8-to-8 these days, juggling the 4 kids and a career in the city.
And as part of the corporate life, a lot of, you know, dress up, put makeup on, and put a lot of products on our skin to be able to maintain that edgy look, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess the glamour, and that corporate glamour.
And that led you to a series of days where you felt unwell all of a sudden? Was it a sudden thing?
It really was actually not as sudden as in the end when I look back. I was becoming increasingly unwell. I would put up to 300 different chemical concoctions on my body every day. And I slowly became more and more fatigued and more unwell and tired. And then I guess there was just this one day where I sat at the bottom of the stairs because I couldn't get up to my office. My legs just literally wouldn't move.
So it sounded like you were fatigued a lot.
Very fatigued. I guess the only way I can describe it is having some sort of toxic overload, and my body just stopped.
And how did you find out that you had that overload?
I actually grabbed a moisturizer out of my handbag and rubbed it on my legs to give myself a little massage. And it was really at that point that I thought, hang on a second, what's in this? What am I putting on my body every day? And I guess that night I went home and I did a little bit of research, and I was really alarmed to find that almost every single product I had used had parabens in it. And then I found out that parabens can disrupt your hormones. And I guess my journey really started from there, from that discovery.
And recently you commissioned a study to look into this.
Yeah. So, coming off the back of my own experience, I started Nourished Life really to help other women make more informed decisions when they do their shopping, so they can have a bit more of an understanding of what they're actually putting on their bodies. And really at Nourished Life, we speak to thousands of health conscious Australian shoppers every day that are concerned about their products. But I wanted to understand beyond our community, how widespread was this understanding? So we commissioned the research, and we were really shocked, I have to say, by, and I guess disappointed by the results. You know, in New South Wales, 66%.
A huge majority of women don't know.
Huge majority of women do not have any idea about the ingredients that they were applying to their face and body every single day.
You've mentioned the two main ingredients, the parabens and the triclosan.
Yes.
And the parabens are mostly found in cosmetics, which a lot of women use.
Absolutely. The paraben is a preservative, and so you'll find that in most any products that could go moldy, so things like creams and lotions and some cleansers. But, and the triclosan was just banned last month in the US, but we can still find that on our shelves in antibacterial soaps and some toothpaste.
I see a lot of women nowadays, especially mothers, carrying those little antibacterial
lotions.
Yes.
The lotions, yeah, because I think we've all become a bit germophobic. and, you know, the reality is that good old soap and water does the trick.
Proper
it's
washing.
For us. Yes. We turned out okay, and we just used soap and water growing up. So, I think we, a little bit of that is marketing spin as well. But I certainly in the US, they found it unnecessary to have inside hand wash and those types of products.
And it's also found in household cleaners.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting? There was some other research, not the research I did, but I read some other research recently that said that the pollution inside our homes is a couple of hundred times higher than the pollution outside. And that is because of the cleaning products that we are using every day, everything from window cleaner through to floor cleaner. And then, you know, we put the fragrant candles on and we spray room freshener. I guess it makes sense when you start counting the ingredients on the back of all these products.
The more we are scared of getting sick and getting bacteria in our homes, the more we use these sanitizers and pure cleaners, isn't it?
Yes, the more concerned we become of our environment and wanting to stay healthy, sometimes, you know, it can snowball and go the other way, snowball out of control and go the other way. And again, when you're cleaning your home, sometimes, you know, it's really just the simple products, like, again, soap and water or vinegar that can clean just as well.
The good old bicarbonate soda.
That's right, exactly.
So back to basics.
I think so. It's back to basics. It's about looking at the back of your label, not just the front of your label. People can come and visit us at Nourish Life. We have 3,500 different products, and we've read every single ingredient in all of them. So we have done that hard work for you. But it really is about paying more attention. We pay attention about what we put in our mouths and what we eat. It's really just extending that now to the other products in our lives.
So it's true when we say we are what we eat and we are what we wear, isn't it?
That's exactly right. We're now what we are. We are what we use. Absolutely.
And we can't avoid the need for makeup, especially for women who are in the corporate life. You sort of need to put a little bit here and there. So when you purchase a product, what are the most important things that you should look out for in the label?
That is a really interesting point that you made, because that's what forced me to have to find alternatives, because I still had to go to work and I needed to put something on my face, and I couldn't put the lipsticks anymore that were, you know, that contained lead, and I couldn't put the foundations that contained parabens. So I was forced to look for alternatives. There are amazing alternatives. You can get lipsticks now that are coloured with mineral pigments from the earth, that are coloured with fruit and vegetable pigments now to get their colours. And we can also get lipsticks that are coloured with food grade colouring as well. So there's so many more alternatives out there to get those beautiful rich pigments and colours, so you can still look glamorous. Same with foundation. You know, you don't need the toxic colours and chemicals now to get a beautiful a coverage. You can get coverage from, you know, shea butter and earth minerals now, and even fruit pigments from peaches.
When I purchase something, the first two words that catch my attention are natural and organic.
Unfortunately, that's on the front of pretty much every product now, because, you know, because people are becoming more and more aware, and marketers want to grab your attention. But just because it says natural or organic on the front doesn't necessarily mean
so you
that
would
the product is.
Have to read the fine print, as they say.
You really do, but, you know, a really quick way is just to look for a logo, a certification logo. So if you're looking for an organic certification, we have amazing certified organic boards here. So if you look for a product that says certified organic and you see that logo that says certified organic or even certified natural, you know that product has already gone through all of the testing and all of the checks needed to classify that product as being safe. So that's a really good way to spot, I guess, the safer products on the shelf.
What do you mean when you say organic, and what do you mean when you say natural?
Well, for a product to be organic, it means that the ingredients, for a product to be truly organic, of course, the ingredients need to be grown in soil that's certified organic. So that means that, just like food, that the plant that you've extracted those ingredients from hasn't been sprayed with pesticides. And that's really what makes something organic, something that's organically grown. Natural, on the other hand, doesn't necessarily mean that all of the ingredients are grown on organic soil, but it does mean the ingredients do come from a natural origin. So, for example, a shea butter or an argan oil, as opposed to petrochemicals and mineral oils that you might find in a mainstream product.
So always read the label and always look at the ingredients.
Absolutely. Just be mindful of everything that you're putting in your shopping basket and what you're putting on your skin.
Thanks very much, Irene Falcone from Nourished Life.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.